Hello, everyone. Ed Richards for OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time once again to check in with Ed Serwin with USDA Market News out of Amarillo, Texas. We'll take a look at the choice box beef trade and, of course, the finished cattle trade for week ending October 20th. Ed?
The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week at 196.68 and was up about $5 from the previous Friday. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the total of all types of sales, including the spot trade, and the average for the week was at 193.52, which was $2.17 higher than the previous week. Total reported box beef volume was 7,100 loads, which was 150 loads lower than the previous week. The form of the trade was about steady at 3,200 loads. The out-front sales were 1,328 loads, which was about 50 loads better than last week. Export sales were the big jump. They were 926 loads, which was about 240 loads higher than the previous week. Now let's take a look at the primal cuts. The outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, were $4 to $6 higher. The middle meats, the ribs and loins, were $3 to $8 higher. And 50% trimmings ended the week about $8.50 higher and traded at $62.16 on Friday. They finally regained what they lost since Labor Day. They lost about $12 since Labor Day and then regained it in the last week and a half. The cow cutout continues to trade it in a very close range, ending the last 2 weeks almost totally steady. Now, the finished cattle trade for the week was $1.50 to $2.50 higher, with Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Kansas all selling cattle $2 to $2.50 higher at $127 to $127.50, with Nebraska trading cattle at $126 to $127, and Colorado traded cattle at $127 to $127.50, while Iowa traded cattle at $125 to $125.25. The dress prices for the week were mostly $197 to $198, with a few as high as $202 in Kansas. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was 1,277 pounds last week, which was 6 pounds higher than the previous week, and that compares to 1,260 pounds last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight was 880 pounds, which was 7 pounds higher than the previous week and establishes a new all-time record, which was 10 pounds over the previous record set in 2009. That compares to 858 pounds last year and 854 pounds in 2010. That extra 22 pounds over last year has been probably influenced somewhat by Zilmax and Optiflex, since we have consistently been running above last year for many, many months, even during the really hot months last summer when the temperatures were well over 100 for many weeks. The front CME month of October closed at $126.30 on Friday, which was about $2.40 higher than the previous Friday. Now, taking a look at the feeder cattle trade in the Southern Plains, it was steady to $3 higher on yearlings. The stocker cattle and calf prices showed significant increases as wheat pasture outlook continues to improve, and the market was steady to $7 higher. The percentage and total volume of balling new crop calves increases each and every week, but are met with improved prices also as more buyers enter the market. There continues to be a very large spread between weaned and new crop balling calves, but this is a normal seasonal event this time of the year. Those 500 to 600 pound steers at local auctions traded at 145 to 175 with steady improvement on the bottom end of the range due to more buyers in the market. The yearling trade on the 700 to 750 pound steers was at 142 to 151. And those 8 to 850 pound steers were 138 to 145. The Texas direct trade reported 22,000 head in sales that was steady to $2 higher. There was a limited test of current cattle and only about 500 pound steers weighing 750 to 800 pounds trading at 145 to 146 current FOB. The nearby CME feeder cattle month ended the week at 146.15, which was about $3 higher compared to the previous Friday. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.